Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in from afar.
From my far, my favorite.
Tanya's least favorite thing in the world is doing a podcast via Zoom, and that's what we were doing today.
I'm so adamant about not having guests on Zoom, so the fact that we're on Zoom just shatters my heart into a million pieces.
Yeah. I can't say I feel the same. I don't know that my heart is shattered into a million pieces, but we don't do it often. In fact, we very rarely do it since we've been, you know, released back into the wild, but today, we're doing it. And Easton and Mark are in studio together. Tanya's at her home. I'm at my home. And it's going to be a wonderful podcast because there's a lot to catch up on and talk about.
Well, I will tell you, I was a little freaked out because when I heard Hurricane Hillary, I was like, I've never experienced a hurricane. My mind went to a million places and I thought I'd be working from home on Monday, you know, like my first day back at work.
Right.
But as the hours progressed and the hours went on and on, I feel like it reduced from like hurricane to tropical storm. And then it was literally just like rain with some wind.
Listen, I will always choose the path of being overprepared as opposed to underprepared if I have the option. However, I have never felt sillier than I did draining my bathtubs yesterday, staring at my rope that I put on across my ficus trees to keep them sturdy from the wind that did not blow, looking at my portable chargers that were overly charged, my ice chest that had ice in it. Like, I have never, and like, being from the South.
What did you drain your bathtubs for?
No, you're supposed to. Everyone was saying to fill up your bathtubs because if the power went out, you could have water to flush and like use for like. So I filled up both of my bathtubs. Like, I'm so upset. Like, such a waste of water. And yeah, oh, I feel like my Louisiana blood was absolutely disappointed in me and the weakness that the weakness and fear I displayed.
Here's the thing. I feel like it was really scary for a moment. I've never experienced a hurricane, so I didn't know what to expect. And I was telling Robbie, I'm like, should we be preparing? Like, And I think Saturday he was a little scared of it too, because he kept saying, I think you should go to the grocery store. I feel like it's going to be like, everything's going to be picked over. Everybody's going to be stocking up. And I'm like, it's 2 days.
Yeah. Well, everything did get picked over. The shelves were empty. Yeah. I wish there was video, like actual video footage of me and Haley prepping for this storm, this rain.
Yeah, and then like I kept seeing people on Instagram prepping for the storm, like draining their gutters and like, or not, like clearing out their gutters. And so then I'm like, I start panicking about ours. I'm like, have we cleared our gutters? Have I cleared the ones? Like, I'm like thinking about all the gutter space that I have everywhere and like...
I have my basketball goal, so we were like putting water in the base of the basketball goal so it didn't get taken by the wind, and rolling the ping pong table into the garage. Like, we were just like, we were prepared for anything and everything.
Well, I mean, it was a bad storm. I mean, we shouldn't minimize the fact that people on the news right now floating in cars down rivers and stuff like that, and mudslides and trees on houses. Like, it was a bad storm, and it was an August storm, which never happens in Southern California. So I guess maybe we overreacted a bit, but I don't think that this was a letdown. I think this is pretty much as advertised.
No, like, I don't feel let down at all. I'm so grateful. I just felt silly because I was like, I was prepared for an out. Well, then all of a sudden there's an earthquake.
I was like, do we need to go into a bunker? Like, I really had no idea what to expect. Like, I'm not, again, I do, it was, there's a lot of stuff that has gone wrong. A lot of mudslides and a lot of trees and a lot of damage was done. But I was really expecting a hurricane like I saw on Twister.
Well, that's a tornado.
Yeah.
So, no. So yeah, that was so, very much not really going to happen.
Not really what happened. So, yeah. Yeah.
But my parents live in Florida. So my mom's calling me and she's like, make sure you have water. You know, she's like, because you just like in Florida, they never know. No one knows how bad it's going to be. They just have the prediction of what they can do. So I felt grateful that we were getting overly prepared, because like they didn't know exactly what was going to happen once it hit land. So like I said, I'd rather be overprepared than underprepared. We have our headlamps and extra flashlights and portable chargers in case of emergency.
I will say though, this is so weird for California. I've never experienced a tropical storm in LA in my life. Like this felt like I was in a different country.
Well, it was historical. It hasn't happened in
right though years. I mean, Mark, you've lived here forever. I've never experienced like humid, hot rain like that.
I took the dogs out yesterday morning because I wanted to get them walked before the rain started, and it was weird. It was it was muggy and hot. It is very not Southern California weather this weekend. It was very strange.
Yeah, so that's concerning to me.
Yeah, but I hope that everyone who has been affected by any of the flooding, because our roads and systems are not made for any sort of rainfall, so hopefully everyone's safe, and I'm just glad it wasn't worse, but yeah, it was a lot of prepping for a lot of, a whole lot of eating my snacks on the couch.
Yeah exactly. I mean, it was necessary for me yesterday, to be honest.
Yeah. How was your trip? You went to Mexico.
Yeah, the trip was amazing. I like really did a good job of like disconnecting. So we went to Mexico with Robbie's family for his mom's birthday. It was like a big birthday for her. Robbie has a brother. So she took like us, Robbie and the kids, and then his brother and his whole family. And so we basically stayed in like a house together. And it was really, really, really fun. We did all the things. I like spent an entire day just like bouncing from the pool to the ocean, to the pool, to the ocean. And you know me, like I don't like to sit in wet bathing suits because of all my UTI stuff. So I was literally like, I would swim in the ocean, then I would get out and I would go rinse off, change my bathing suit into a dry one. And then I would get back in, change.
The sun's not hot enough to just dry you off?
No, because it was like wet. It was kind of like the tropical storm that we had here. It was like the weather in Mexico. It was like very, very like humid, moist. Like you would even put, like I would put my bathing suits out to dry in the sun and it would take so long because it was like moist.
So how many times did you change?
One day, I think I tried. I wore like 6 bathing suits.
Why would you even bring 6 bathing suits?
Yeah,
why?
Because of this issue, I cannot sit in a wet bathing suit. So I know I have to I always have 2 on me at least at all times.
But aren't you the princess of traveling light?
Yeah, that's basically all I packed was just like bathing suits and cover ups.
Wow.
Wow.
And my Crocs.
Yeah. You know, there they are.
I just would love to have like an actual in-depth conversation with Robbie and go, did you ever see this life for yourself? The matching family merch and Crocs, which I feel like he really leans in. Like, I feel like he loves it. Like, I don't feel like he's just doing it to please you. Like, I feel like he loves it. But I wonder if he ever saw that for himself.
That's a great question. Honestly, I do feel like he leans in and I do feel like he likes it. You know, the matching merch, less so. I think the Crocs really stemmed from the kids getting them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like the kids got them first for camp and then they were like so obsessed with them. And he was like, I think we should all get them. And I was like, I'm in. Give me some fun gibbets and I'm in.
Yeah.
But you will not even believe one night when we were on our vacation, we did vision boards all together.
The whole fam?
The whole fam, kids and all.
You need to have that conversation, Becca, with the entire family. Did you ever envision this to be your life?
Literally, I just need to know. Like, I just want to know. I feel like everyone loves it. Like, the vibe I get from all of them is that you have brought something that maybe they never expected, but they love. That's how I feel about it.
I do think that his sister-in-law, so his brother's wife, is very much on the same vibe as me. Like, she has a word of the year. Like, she does all this kind of stuff. So I think it's her, you know, like, she's heavily into this as well. So I don't think it's coming out of left field.
Okay, so there's another like you in the family.
Exactly. There's another like me in there. Yeah.
How are the family photos?
They were great. I was a little dark. There was one angle where things got a little dark for me, but you know, doesn't matter. It's the memories.
Nothing worse than getting the family photos back and knowing that's the one everyone's going to use and being like, dang, not my best.
Not my best, but you know, it's all right. It's all good. It's the memories, you know?
Yeah, the memes.
Yeah, but it was a great trip. I had a really good time. I put my phone away and then I came back and I had like some sickness that pertained to my stomach. And that was very unpleasant for a good 48 hours.
It's so interesting.
Because you had the same thing.
Because I woke up on Friday feeling horrible. And I refuse to throw up. Like, I will avoid it at all costs. Like, it has to be coming against my will for me to do it. Like, I would rather just wait it out and be nauseous, which I don't know if that's the right thing. Anyways, I woke up and it was both ends. It was not good. So I was like, I thought it was food poisoning. And then you said you had a bug. And I had babysat Haley's niece and I took her to this like kids museum thing. So I was like, maybe I picked up something there, but it was like a good 24 hours of just like discomfort. So yeah, we were going through that pretty much at the same time.
In tandem, and nothing feels together like being in that moment. Bug. And I'm like, I'm very anti taking Imodium because I feel like obviously there's a virus or something in you that needs to come out. So I don't want to stop it from coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I am with you on that. I felt like the feeling that I felt was that something is clearly not happy in my body and needs to come out. Right, so I just need to like out. Flush it out and let it do its thing. So I was like chugging electrolyte or whatever. It's like Pedialyte. Haley brought those to me and I was just like guzzling them trying to get, well, I needed something in my stomach to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know that we have talked because Victoria Brown filled in and we love her. She's so wonderful. I was like, anytime that we need a fill in, whether it's for me or you or just having her on the podcast, I love her. But we recap some of the Taylor show again from her experience. But Mark, we haven't talked to you about your Taylor Swift experience. So people have been messaging me wanting your recap.
First of all, I got some very nice questions on Facebook, in the Facebook group, people saying, we wouldn't know what happened with your daughters. And it's very sweet, very kind that anyone would ever think anything about me ever. So it's very sweet. I got three tickets from the radio station through the record label. So those were like VIP tickets. And then, of course, remember my youngest got asked to go with her friend's family. I don't remember how much I said and how much I didn't. Anyway, bottom line is we let the three kids, my daughters and my daughter's friend, sit down in the VIP tickets. And then we were a level up from them and kind of side stage. But really, not a bad seat in the place.
Wasn't there another daughter that was involved?
Yeah,
yes.
It was her friend.
Her friend's sister sat with us in the four seats. She wasn't as big a Swiftie as the younger kids.
Oh,
so it worked out fine. My wife, who is a saint, spent such a good percentage of that show in line for merch because she will do anything for her daughters. It was very inspiring from a parental standpoint, but I did feel bad for her. She's like, okay, I'm going to go during Folklore, but I got to be back for 1989. And then 1989 starting, she's texting me from the line going, I'm not going to make it. But you know what? She was in and she got him the hoodies. So good for her.
And did she make anything from 1989?
She got there for, I think she made it back from maybe Wildest Dreams.
Oh
yeah, most of 1989 she missed. Yeah, Shake It Off she definitely missed. But
wow.
My daughters got that show, that was the Monday night show, we got Dress and Exile as our as our surprise songs. And oh my gosh, of course my kids took videos of themselves reacting to that because
you need to post those.
That's what Gen Z does. And oh my gosh, they screamed when Dress came on and they screamed when Exile came on. It was very cool. It was a great show. It was a great night. We all dressed as an era. We went all in and we had a blast.
Which one were you?
I'll show you the pictures. I was Reputation.
All right.
Wow.
Black leather.
Not black
My
leather.
Black leather pants.
And I would have gone like eyeliner and stuff, but they didn't want me to do that. You know, there's a line. There's a line.
Yeah, there is a line.
It's not going on your eyes.
Right.
I love those videos of people that film themselves.
Oh, me too.
Because like you see the questioning in their head of like, what song is this? What song? And then like, no matter what it is, they're like,
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Easton, that did not get enough credit, what you just said. It took me a second, but like once I got it, I was like, we got to revisit. That was really good.
Wait, what did he say?
Because Mark goes, I was going to go all in and wear eyeliner, but you know, I guess there's a line. And Easton goes, and it's not going on your eyes.
Thank you.
Oh, Tanya's still processing. Because like the eyeliner, you know, the line, he said there's a line and Easton goes, yeah, it's not going on your eyes.
Oh, because Mark said he was going to put the makeup on.
Uh-huh.
There's a metaphorical line you don't cross when you are dressing up for Reputation.
Yeah. See, these are the jokes I don't understand when I'm not in the studio.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I also love that.
That's probably the reason.
The whole first part of the show is how the storm's not a big deal and yet no one came into work today. It's really kind of funny. Anyway,
I was there.
Tanya did come in. Tanya was here at like 4:45.
I pulled branches out of my way to get to work this morning. I was doing some things out there on the road.
Here's the audio of my daughter screaming. That's when Exile started.
You should
post those in the Facebook group.
All right.
Exile was, but honestly, y'all had made, I was pretty envious of both Exile and Dress.
Yes.
So that was a pretty good.
And that's what you want.
1989 night.
We were not there for 1989 night. No.
Sorry.
That's okay. But that's what you want. That's like a status thing with Swifties. Like, oh, we got Dress and Exile at our show.
I know, it's so sick because like it's just being able to go there is like such a privilege, and then it's like, what songs did you get?
Yeah, but the genius of this tour, and also it's just kind of like, you know, the way tours are now. You know, when we were younger, we'd go to a concert, you wouldn't know what the next song was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nowadays, they know what the next song is. And we would think from our perspective, like, oh, that's lame. You already know what the songs are going to be. But that's so not what happens. You know, social media hypes it bigger and bigger. And that's when you get stuff like 1, 2, 3, let's go at the beginning of Delicate. They start adding their own things and making it interactive because they know what's happening next. So they can make it their own. And then the surprise song is such a brilliant idea to make each show a little bit unique. I don't know. I think it's really a cool thing how concerts are kind of evolving with social media and the way social media has made this tour the biggest tour of all time.
Yeah, I actually saw somebody that went to the Jonas Brothers show and said that they sang like some crazy number of songs too, like 50 or something, but they only did like snippets. They didn't do like the whole, every song.
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing. I like miss it sometimes. Like sometimes I think about it. I'm like, I just kind of miss the show. Being at the
show. I think that we're going to get a documentary.
I'm going to watch. Do you know how often I watch Miss Americana and The Reputation
Tour?
We
watched it like, three nights ago.
It's a comfort movie for me, both of those.
I watch the pond, the, what are they called? The Long Pond Session on Apple TV. The Disney Plus, the for folklore. Because you know, I'm a wing. I love my folklore.
Yeah, you're a wing.
Yeah.
I would love an Evermore Long Pond Session.
I would too. Would love it.
Just putting it out there, Taylor.
Did any of you suffer from the amnesia they were saying that people were having for after the Eras tour?
No, I didn't suffer from that, but I was bummed that I didn't wear a diaper. That I was upset that I didn't follow that tip.
I recommend, I mean, it's still going around. What I did was, I learned this from my father-in-law. It's called Nothing In, Nothing Out. So about noon on the day of the show, I stopped consuming all things so that there was no danger.
I thought this was some mental thing.
Having to go to the bathroom during that show. And it worked out. I did not have to go to the bathroom during the show. And I go to the bathroom a lot.
That feels dehydrated.
Yeah. Well, it was. It was for that day. I've recovered.
Weren't you hungry?
Yeah, sure. And then when it was over, I ate. It was. Wow, it worked out beautifully.
You really gave up your comfort for Taylor.
Yeah, I'd rather just wear a diaper, honestly.
I'm not
doing
that.
I'd rather just maybe go to the restroom during a song.
No, I guess Enchanted. That was such a bummer.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, Enchanted it actually is very disappointing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, should we take a break?
Okay, because I have to tell you my new obsession.
Oh, please. That's perfect. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together. Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger longer than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
We're back. I was like, what is she holding on to and sniffing right now? Sunny.
My dog's face. I have to have her in my lap, otherwise she's going to bark and make noise.
On the Zoom video, it looked like you were eating like a pita pocket or something.
Yes!
Like it, I was like, oh, that looks good. And like, oh, it's a dog.
No, I was like, well, she's really going in for that.
I need to share with you my latest obsession, and I need to know if anybody here is obsessed as well. Because this is not something new, but it is new to my life. And I'm now currently involved with two different seasons of this show. And it is Survivor.
We have not gotten into Survivor, but we're not opposed to it. But I am shocked to hear this.
I am shocked myself. I've never once even wanted to watch that show. Like, never once it even sound appealing.
I've
to me,
mentioned
right?
Survivor before, and you've turned up your nose. Like, ew.
Yeah, I think I've witnessed it.
Yeah, like, why would I watch that? Ew.
You're so one of the Alexis kids from Schitt's
Creek. Schitt's
Creek.
Yeah. Ew. Ew, David. No. So one of the kids was watching it the other day, and I was working on my computer on the couch. And so it was like on the background, and I don't really care what they watch because I'm working, right? So he's watching one of the seasons of Survivor. It was on Netflix. So it was like old school. And I find myself being totally tickled by it. Like, I was glued to the TV. Yeah, there you go. And so we all kind of started getting into it, and it kind of became like our new family show. Like, we have shows that we watch together at night before we go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
So the kids left yesterday or the day before to go to their mom's house. And I literally turned to Robbie and I'm like, I want to watch more Survivor. And he was like, we can't watch the season. Like, we can't watch without them.
Yeah.
So we started
a new one.
A whole new season for just the two of us. So now I'm invested in two different seasons, and I'm obsessed. I want to be a Survivor contestant for Halloween. I'm like, so obsessed with the show.
Wow.
A specific one or just a generic one?
A generic one, like my own spin on it.
Yeah.
I think that this is the gateway into you being an amazing race viewer.
So interesting that you bring that up, mm-hmm. because Robbie, when we were watching Survivor with the kids, he put on Amazing Race for the two of us, and I wasn't really catching.
Okay.
Not quite as good as Survivor.
Well, I do disagree with that, but you do love Special Forces, so you kind of like the rough and tough, like grittiness of it, huh?
Yeah, I think I like imagine myself in there because I'm like, with my UTI situation, I could never be on Survivor. Like, I would constantly be like having to change my bottoms.
Yeah, they would be like, no. Yeah,
and your swimsuit might not dry properly. So that would be a real problem for you.
A real problem. And then
or
I
someone
see,
might
like,
steal it, your dry ones, one of the other teams.
Right. Like, I'm like, the from a UTI perspective, I can't do it. And then seeing all the bug bites that they get, I'm like, oh my gosh, they get eaten alive out there.
Plus, you love being naked. You could be like Richard Hatch in season one, just walking around naked and annoying everyone.
I dabbled into Naked and Afraid, the show Naked and Afraid.
That's my
show. Dabbled in it.
Yeah, I dabbled in it. You like that show?
I love that show. I have watched it so many times. I am obsessed with Naked and Afraid. It's so good.
That one didn't tickle me as much as Survivor. So, Becca, will you watch it? Will you watch Survivor?
Yeah, I'm down to watch Survivor. Haley and I love, like, we've tried to watch a few seasons, but we didn't like it as much as Amazing Race. So what season are you, maybe you tell us what season you're watching and we can.
Oh, I don't know off the top of my head. I'll find on Netflix. There's only two seasons on Netflix, so it's one of the two.
Oh, okay.
So that's the old one that we're watching. And then we just found out that they have all of them on one of the new streaming services.
Paramount Plus. So my wife and I are very into Survivor and have been since its inception in the summer of 2000. We got really sucked in that summer. We've watched ever since. We're way behind now because of life. We're on season 42. So we're not that far off because I think 45 is about to start.
Yeah, for season 45.
That is so crazy that there's that many seasons.
It's crazy.
I mean, having a TV show have that, I mean, you know, it makes sense that like once you find a formula that works, you can just do it over and over and over again. Same thing. It's like even The Bachelor, sometimes it feels very tired because it feels, I don't know, you know, it feels a little different now, but it's as long as there's the same formula and they recast it with like the right characters, it's just, it works.
I will say, watching the old season and this new one back to back, it is interesting to see the difference. Like, you totally, and they like come up with new little spins and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what they mean. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? But I'm learning and I'm so into it.
So yeah. Randomly, Netflix has season 18 and season 32. I don't understand how these things work. I don't know why those two seasons would be on Netflix. Seems very random to me.
So we're probably 18 then.
Token Sheens?
Okay.
Or Korong. One is Token Sheens and one is Korong.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, fair enough.
But I'm thinking it's 18.
Okay. Well, I think it's great. Welcome, Tanya. Welcome.
Yeah. This feels like you've really turned a new leaf you've really opened your mind to watching shows that you would never have watched before.
It's so true. It's so true.
Speaking of shows, Easton and I talked about this last week on the podcast, but you are Charlotte from Sex and the City. Like, there was one episode where like every scene that Charlotte was in, I was like, that could be Tanya and I wouldn't even blink an eye if she said that.
Like what?
Easton, what were the things that we were specifically talking about?
Easton, he stepped out to take a phone call.
Okay, it was when Charlotte decided she gets hired to start a job. And so she's telling her kid, she's like, I'm not going to be at home anymore because I'm going to be working at the art gallery. And she thought they were going to be like super upset. And they're like, okay, mom, great. Like, congrats. And she's like, are you going to miss me? Like, it was super Tanya coded the whole episode.
Yeah, that does feel very me.
Yeah. But did you finish catching up on Summer I Turned Pretty?
Oh, I've been so on TV because I was also like a little bit sick the week before I left. And so I've just been watching a lot of TV. I caught up on You. I caught up on Summer I Turned Pretty. I caught up on Only Murders in the Building. I mean, I'm like, what else you got for me?
You watch You?
Yeah. You don't watch You?
No. It's so creepy.
It's so creepy, but it's so good.
Yeah, I think I live in way too paranoid of a state of mind to watch a show like that.
Yeah, it is quite scary.
Okay, but you're caught up on Summer I Turned Pretty. You watched the finale.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
What were your thoughts on the season?
If I get one more DM from somebody telling me that Connie for life, I can't do it anymore. Okay. I also didn't read the books. Everybody keeps saying, if you read the books, I'm like, I'm watching the show. I haven't read the books.
I know. I got a lot of that too. I will say the music selection, whoever's doing the music, they know how to get you. They're massive Swiftie. But also, I don't even necessarily know if I was like, I don't know that I'd say I'm Team Jeremiah. But I also felt very aggravated by Conrad because it's just so back and forth. And like, people are messaging me when I posted this and they're like, you have to remember he just lost his mom a month ago. And I'm like, I get it. He's going through a lot. But like, just say, let her be and don't be messing with her back and forth so much. Like, it makes it hard to feel bad for him because I'm like, just get it together. Don't be with her.
Right. And also, so did Jeremiah. He also lost his mom a month ago.
Right. That he also lost his mom.
Although I think that the show glazes over that. I feel like for some reason they say in the book, they really dig into that a little bit more. And I feel like we're not really getting that with the TV show.
With Susanna passing away?
Yeah.
Yeah, that bugged me because it feels so, it feels like such a story arc of the whole series with Susanna and what she meant to all the kids and how that was like the source of their upbringing and like why the house meant so much. And I feel like they just kind of glaze over it sometimes. But then I will say when Jeremiah and Belly at the very end and EXO by Beyonce started playing, I had full chills. I was like, oh, I forgot about how good this song is.
Yeah.
And then Exile played right after, which was a suck, like a gut punch. But then, so I saw a TikTok today.
And they played...
Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky.
Yeah. Oh. That was emotional. But I saw someone
and
say
Delicate
like,
and Snow on the Beach and Invisible String. Like, this was like, it's like Taylor Haven.
Yeah, Haven? It's a Taylor Haven of Taylor. But someone was like, I'm so annoyed that Jeremiah went to the volleyball camp. Like, ew, why is he going? Like, just go. And then someone was like, yeah, but if Conrad did it, I'd be like, oh, Conrad's so supportive. He's such a good boyfriend. And then the last thing I'll say about it, I felt so annoyed / like confused why they ended it with this weird volleyball montage.
I was confused by that too.
It was like it ends on Belly playing volleyball. Or pretending to play volleyball? I don't know. It was just kind of felt like chaotic and all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I obviously watched it.
Same.
But I don't have high hopes for season 3.
I do have high hopes for season 3. So I hope they come through. But you know what else I realized? I think I watched season 1 more as a binge as opposed to waiting weekly. And I think that made a difference for that show because... it was like you wait a whole week, and then if the episode was disappointing, you're like, oh, you know, that felt like a letdown. As opposed to binging it, you're like, all right, on to the next one.
Oh, yeah, I binged it. Still the same effect.
Oh, okay. I wish Hannah would chime in, because she is a Summer I Turned Pretty fanatic.
I agree. I prefer binging. I wish that I didn't watch it every single week in that I waited until it was all out so I could have binged it. But if Tanya's saying it's the same effect, then I don't know.
Hannah was like a very strong Conrad. He was everything. And now, how do you feel?
At the beginning of season 2, I was kind of leaning towards Team Jer. But then the last episode, I'm back on Team Conrad. And I'm just really annoyed that they ended with the volleyball. I don't care about the volleyball storyline. It was really irritating.
I texted Hannah and I go, I just know you would have the ick so bad with Steven, Belly's brother.
Physically cringe every time he came on the screen. He is my least favorite character, respectfully. I hate him.
I don't really like him or Taylor.
Yeah, they bought
it. I actually think they're cute. Like, I felt like they had chemistry, but I just felt like there was a lot more of them than I think I cared to watch or know about.
There was a lot of that this season.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So, I do want to read
what I gather from you, and maybe this is something that goes deeper than Summer I Turned Pretty, is that you like to focus on someone who is hurting or needs to be fixed and needs support. But once they feel stable and ready to commit, your team, anyone else.
Then I say bye-bye. I've done my work here. Yeah, I like to fix people. It's an issue. It's an issue.
All right, and that goes even into your Summer I Turned Pretty fandom.
Yeah, exactly. All right,
good to know. Okay, we are going to take a break.
Everybody kept saying that Jeremiah only liked Belly when the summer she turned pretty.
Yeah, everyone says he only likes Belly when she got pretty or whatever that, I guess, grew up. And that Conrad has always loved her, like, through all her phases. So, we're going to take a break, and we We'll be right back with emails.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
All right, we are back. Mark, are you ready to take it away on the emails?
Well, it would be my pleasure. This is from Elena. She says, on the heels of you both attending the Eras tour, I have a thought-provoking Taylor question for you. What are three songs of hers that could have lived in a different era than it was released? For example, I Know Places from 1989 could have been on Reputation and no one would bat an eye. This is funny because my daughter and her friend were talking about this in the car yesterday. They were saying, New Year's Day... it's not a Reputation song. New Year's Day should be on Folklore. Like they were going back and forth with all these songs that don't match their era.
See, I felt like New Year's Day was the perfect end to Reputation because it was like so gentle and soft as if like, this is what y'all see. This is my reputation, but this is who I am. Mm. So, but I get what they're saying. I would like to say maybe Cruel Summer could have been 1989.
True.
Oh yeah, I forget that's on Lover. I also feel like The Last Great American Dynasty could have been on Lover.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
No?
I don't know. I don't know if I see that so much as that, like...
Folklore? Not, like Mad Woman? Like Epiphany? Like My Tears Ricochet?
No, I'm saying... No, I don't disagree that it could be on another album. I just don't know if it would be Lover.
Lover? What about Invisible String?
Invisible String could have been a... No, Invisible String's so Folklore. It's so Folklore. It's in a good way.
This game's hard.
I'm just thinking of the songs that I love that I'm like, oh, It's hard because all her old music, like Red, Speak Now, all of those feel like they belong in that era. And then when she switched to pop, like in 1989, then like all of those from 1989, I feel like those could be like kind of interchangeable.
Maybe Snow on the Beach?
For what?
What about it? You have to pick a different era.
Could be Lover.
Okay.
Are you only focusing on what could be on Lover? Or
it seems exactly. like that.
I've been really listening to Lover a lot lately.
Because, like, I could see
Karma on Reputation.
Oh, that was another one they said. They said Bad Blood should have been on Reputation. That makes some sense to me.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
I get that. I was also thinking We're Never Getting Back Together, but as like more of a electro, like putting that on Reputation, but with a different, not the country sound.
On Reputation?
Or Labyrinth. What about Labyrinth on 1989?
Or Labyrinth on 1989. Yes.
That was an original idea.
Yeah.
Good one, Tanya.
First time ever hearing that one.
What about Vigilante on Reputation?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's fun. I like that game.
Yeah, it's good.
Think more about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is from Campbell. Oh, Campbell's going through a trigger event. So switching gears. She'll try to keep it brief here. My boyfriend and I have been dating about 6 months, fell really hard for each other, but in a healthy grown-up relationship way. I'm 31, he's 28. Not a whirlwind romance that would fizzle out. We knew we loved each other early on, but held off saying it for a couple of months. It's been great and healthy. We don't spend every waking moment together. We have our own lives and add value to each other's. Becca, I'm hoping you can shed some light on this because I know Haley is the same. He's obsessed with work. He takes so much pride in what he does and has work on the brain a lot. It really hasn't been a problem. It's honestly one of the things I love about him. He's inspired me in a lot of ways. But recently it's gotten to be too much for him and he just can't figure out how to balance things. I don't see it as a problem. He doesn't work constantly. He's just always thinking about it and can't turn it off when we're together, he says. He came to me really upset over the weekend saying, I deserve so much better. He doesn't deserve me. He loves and cares about me so much, but he can't figure out why he can't turn it off and be a better boyfriend. He has asked for time and space so he can work on himself and figure out how to balance things better. I am absolutely devastated and I don't know what to do or what this means for us. Tanya, when you went through your trigger event, were you able to stay hopeful that you would get back together at some point? Or was it better to move forward without that hope? My heart hurts so much thinking about this being the end for us. Any and all advice, encouragement you can give me would appreciate so much. First of all, the name Campbell is beautiful and you should be proud of that.
Yeah, that's a really cute
great name.
I love that name. I'm really sorry you're going through this. I feel like Tanya will have a better answer as far as like how to get through the trigger event aspect of it, but I think the difference, like Haley is so passionate and loves work so much, and there's been so many conversations about that in terms of our relationship. But one thing she is able to do is like when we set a time where it's like just about us and like us having intentional focused time on each other, she is able to turn that part of her brain off and focus on what we're doing and like have quality time. So that part, I don't know how to hint, like tell you. I think he needs to be able to get to a place where, like, even if it's doing something where he's shutting off his phone or his computer, and he's even doing like breath work or something, where he can turn that part of his brain off. Because even if, outside of the relationship aspect, it's not healthy to like never be able to shut your brain off from work. I think, like, even outside of you, he needs to find a way to do that for his own self and help. But I'll let Tanya take it away with the trigger event.
Yeah, I am very sorry that you're going through this. And honestly, I don't even know if my advice is the best or the most healthy, because when I went through my trigger event, I never felt like it was over. Like, I felt like everybody would ask me, like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't understand, because I'm supposed to be with this guy. Like, I know I'm supposed to be with this guy. I never really understood it, because I think at the end of the day, I can't fully appreciate where he was coming from, because I've never experienced that before and I don't have kids of my own, you know? So, but I will say, I had friends around me that were like, do not respond to him. Do not let him have his cake and eat it too. So I just like cold turkeyed him. And I think because I did that, he thought I had moved on. And so that's when he was like, it like freaked him out. Not trying to say play games, but take that for what it's worth. I didn't move on.
That's healthiest.
I didn't move on. Like what I'm saying is like actually mentally I didn't move on. And I was still saying like, this is my guy. Like I'm meant to be with him. But because I cut him cold turkey, I think he believed that I had moved on. And then he got like freaked out.
But I think that eventually with time, if he hadn't reached back out and you never heard from him again or whatever it was, like, I think this, the only thing that you could have done at that point was to move on or even pretend to move on, you know, like,
right.
Like, I think that it's worth, Campbell, I think it's worth having a conversation and saying like, I know you're going through this and I want to support you and be there for you, but I don't feel like our story is over. But if you need this time, I want to give you what you need. But like, I don't feel like I need this from you. But I, you know, want to figure out how we can navigate it for both of us. But there's another part of me that thinks if he needs the space and he's asking for it, like, give it to him and let him be without you and like live your life without him, even though it's going to be hard. And if you're supposed to come back to each other, I think you will. I mean, that's what happened with Tanya and Robbie.
All right. I got to be controversial here. I'm sorry.
No, be controversial. We love that.
I don't trust young single men because I'm a guy. I used to be a young single man. I wasn't trustworthy. I don't trust them. I think there's something else going on here. I don't think he throws away a relationship because he thinks about work too much. He needs to work on himself. Guys don't think that way. I think he's got his eye on somebody else. He doesn't want to cheat on you, and therefore he's putting you on the bench for a little while. He's not ending it because he wants to keep all of his options open, but that way he's not in a hole if he goes out with somebody else. I'm sorry. I hope that's not the case. I think there's more going on here, and I think the worst. I fear the worst.
I don't completely disagree with you.
Because look at his excuse. Look, she says it's not like he's constantly obsessed with it. He doesn't work all the time. Like, the evidence isn't there to back up what he is saying. Something is missing here.
Maybe something's missing, but I don't think he necessarily has. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because, again, I relate it to my situation. It wasn't about
someone else. That's true. But it also wasn't about his workaholic ways either.
Yeah, true, your situation was different, wasn't it? And I would think if you haven't made a big deal about it, if, like, she hasn't made a big deal about it, and then he's all of a sudden like, I just can't be a good girlfriend to you, like, that does feel a little suspicious. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be different if she was like, I don't feel like I'm getting enough attention. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I don't think I can give that to you because I'm focused on my career or whatever. So I don't think I'm going to be able to give it to you. But it doesn't sound like that's really the situation.
He needs time to figure things out. What he's trying to figure out is if he wants to be with you for the rest of his life. Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe there's not. Maybe he's just getting cold feet because you guys are getting awful serious and he's not ready for that. I don't know what it is. But he's trying to figure this out. It has nothing to do with him working too much, in my opinion.
So our advice is to, it's going to hurt. It's not going to feel good. And you can cry it out and, you know, keep yourself busy. But give him the space that he's asking for. And you do you. Is that our advice?
You gotta. It's the healthiest thing. You gotta move on. You gotta act like this is a breakup and live your life. If you stay in limbo forever, you're hurting yourself and it doesn't do anybody any good. Go out with other people, spend time with your friends, work on yourself, do whatever you gotta do to move past him. If he comes crawling back to you, then you have a decision to make. But until that happens, you don't have a choice. Pining over him isn't gonna do anybody any good. Work on yourself, focus on you.
Yeah. Campbell, you do you.
I remember I did go on one FaceTime date, though. Remember that?
I do remember that. Yes, and you just talked about...
And you both talked about your exes the whole time.
We both talked about our exes the whole time, and I still follow this guy on Instagram, and he is married. He got back with his ex. We both got back with our exes, and he is now married to his ex, and they're about to have a baby. I'm like, at what point do I stop following this guy? Like, I literally went on one day with him and I still follow him on Instagram. But it's funny to see. It's so funny.
I like the mutual happy ending here. It's great.
Yeah.
Maybe as soon as you get engaged and you're married, then you unfollow. It's like you both completed the course.
Or invite him to your wedding.
Nah,
full circle moment. No? Okay.
Feels unnecessary. Right. But, you know, taking up space that I need.
All right. We love you guys. Bye.
We love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.